It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. When was the last time you visited your local library? Books, of course, are still the main focus, and depending on where you are, these days you can also check out DVDs, video games, and e-readers. We sent a message to our listener texting group this morning. Christopher in Brimfield told us, the public library system is a jewel in America. More people should use this system to get access to books and other information. I've even downloaded e-books from my library. But what if you went to the library and checked out a sewing machine or a podcasting kit or a blood pressure monitor? That is becoming more of a reality as part of a movement called the Library of Things. Joining me now are a couple of librarians from places in Illinois with their own Libraries of Things. Elena Sablotny is Adult Service Supervisor for the Chatham Area Public Library. Chatham is just south of Springfield. Elena, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me.
And Jan LaRoche is Adult and Young Adult Services Coordinator for the Moline Public Library in the Quad Cities. Jan, welcome to you as well.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for the invitation.
Just about 10 minutes in the show today, but if you want to join us, let us know about your experience with a Library of Things or maybe what you'd like to see added. If your library has a Library of Things, 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, Elena, tell me about some of the things you might find in Chatham's Library of Things.
Yeah, we have a wonderful supply of outdoor games, some technology like laptops and Rokus. We also have a telescope. We also have like home improvement tools, but we also go in a little deeper and have discussion kits where you can talk with your family members and loved ones through book club kits, caring for the caregiver kits, as well as for kids, let's talk about it kits. And those talk about emotions.
Jan, what are some of the more unique things in Moline's collection that people might not expect?
Well, in addition to the things that Elena mentioned, we have two of the most popular things that we have are a Cricut machine and the sewing machine, as you said. We have projectors, we have digital drawing tablets, a lot of equipment like a bike repair and a flat tire kit for bikes. So just a lot of things that can help you with everyday things.
So how do you decide what it might be worth having in a collection like that? And Jan, I'll start with you.
We take a lot of suggestions from patrons. We kind of see what it is that they were hoping that we have. And then we have to kind of balance the cost of the item with how much we think it will get used. You know, if potentially it gets lost and we have to charge the patron for that, we don't want that to be a huge expense, and just how easy it is to keep track of.
Yeah, I imagine that maintenance might be sort of a challenge here. In fact, let me share another message we got from one of our listeners. John in Harvard said, we have this going back to the 70s. It's hard and expensive to maintain the tools and everything. It really can't get in the way of the primary job of the library. Elena, can you talk about that? What does it take to manage upkeep on a collection like this?
So what we try to do is try to buy things that are sturdy and that we know that can get through the tribulations of patron usage, but there's always still sometimes that you have patrons who mess up something or it just wear and tear in general. So what we try to do is balance that when we are deciding if it's something that we want to add to the collection. Also, the number of pieces, we, at least at the Chatham Library, we try to limit. So less likely for patrons to lose in some cases. So,
sure. Elena, how did this get started in Chatham?
Yeah, so there is just, as you had mentioned, that there's the trend coming along. And for me, when I started here 7 years ago, I saw the need of additional resources that could be available through the library. And we wanted to start with a collection that enhanced our marketing campaign for the summer of Unplug Your Summer. And so what we did was we got the outdoor games like Jenga and ladder toss, and we also have discovery kits like hiking kits, that type of thing, and just trying to really try to get people off the computer as much as possible.
Yeah, sure. Jan, I want to share another text we got from a listener. John in Rockford said, "Some years ago, I lived in a town that had a tool library. City residents who had a library card could check out hedge trimmers, shovels, lawn mowers, and other yard maintenance and gardening tools, tools for repairing an automobile or a bicycle, all sorts of things like that. It was a popular service, but I suspect that businesses who sell those things were not happy about it." Jan, have you ever encountered anyone objecting to the library of things?
Not at my library here, but I do know of libraries that l long before Library of Things was a thing, used to have cake pan checkouts. And I did hear that the stores that sold the cake pans stopped giving discounts when they found out what they were being used for.
Oh, funny. All right. Let's talk bigger picture, I guess. And Elena, what do people get out of having these items available to them?
So what we really want to do is allow for people to access items that they might not be able to afford, try out a new skill or hobby, another way to also connect with others, such as like through our discussion kits, and just also try to minimize environmental impact. If you're only going to use it once, why buy that thing? So that's kind of how we have gone into thinking about what to add to our collection.
And Jan, do you find, I mean, is this something you've had to market? Do people know about this, or are you having to sort of educate them? I'll be honest with you, in the town where I live, I was not aware that there was a library of things at my library, and I go there fairly regularly with my kids. And I had to look it up online, and it turns out there is. What has been sort of the uptake among patrons?
I find that our regular patrons, the patrons who come in, fairly frequently, either already know about it or are not surprised by it. It's more so when we have outreach, when we go out to community events and we share what we have. That tends to be when people are a little more surprised. And that's great because we want them to know that we are more than just books. And if that's what it takes to get them in, then we're happy that they're here.
Elena, I want to share one more text we got from Karen in Champaign, who said, "I am a librarian and I approve of checking out little backpacks for exploring insects and for checking out sewing machines and checking out telescopes. And I also approve of seed swaps. Libraries are community centers," she said. Thank you for that, Karen. Alana, how about that? How does a library offering a library of things add to the, what would you say, the canvas of information and services that a library might offer?
Yeah, it's just as I had mentioned, I feel that the connections that the Library of Things allows and impacts the overall life of our patrons as a way to as a way to connect. And I think that, as she had mentioned, it's a community center that we are all trying to kind of enforce, or not enforce, but kind of ensure that we have that in our community together.
Elena Sablotny in Chatham and Jan LaRoche in Moline, thanks for making the time to be with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank
Thank
you
you for
very
having
much.
us.
And that is it for us this week. We're going to leave you with the public media favorite of Arthur. Quick programming note, we will not be on Monday because of the inauguration. We'll be back Tuesday to talk about the end of the Biden presidency and the start of the Trump administration. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again next week.
Explains how to make paper planes.
This conjure map can show you mountain range terrains.
Fly to the moon, explore the ocean floor.
Find out which one's a tailor and which one is the art.
Here's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and half magic.
Hop on pop,
he fought some sauce.
And Brooks and doing card tricks.
Ooh! Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
That's right.
Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Books on baseball, hockey, and soccer.
And even how to build yourself a cool door knocker.
I could stay in this place for hours and hours.
I like books with pictures of lots of pretty flowers.
Being crushed by a giant pterodactyl.
Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, and Ray Bradbury.
You can take them home so you don't have to read them in a hurry.
Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card. Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Eventually, I'm reading Go, 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 Go!
There's a giving tree, and Jumanji, and where the wild things are.
And a book on why you should not keep your brother in a jar.
Let me out!
All the thoughts and dreams of people throughout history. And all you need's this little card to borrow them for free.
Yeah! Having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Story time and lessons on how to use computers, but there can't be any classes on how to...